95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Show. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour, by the way. Happy Friday to you. It's time for a new installment of Riggs and Guy Brew Review with our friends Josh and Amelia at S.R. Perot. Yeah, man. Give it to them. Hi.
What's up?
Hey, you guys. Check this out. This is... You hear that? That means it's a very special edition of the Brew Review. It is our 125th episode!
Yes!
We're as old as Abe Lincoln or something. I don't know what's 125, but yeah, whatever it is. Can you believe it? 125 times we have now sat down and discussed tasty beers.
That's a lot of beer.
That's a lot of beer.
It is a lot of beer. Now, as it is a very special anniversary edition of the Riggs and Guy Brew Review, we would like to feature our favorite beers. You know, everybody like kind of picked one of their favorite current brews. Like, if you had to have a go-to, if you were to go, so for everybody listening to this, if they were to go sit down and have a beer with the four of us, this is what we would be drinking, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes.
All right. So, you guys, you take it away. You guys go first. What would be your beer of choice if we were to head to the bar right after the show, which, of course, we will be doing?
My favorite beer is going to be the J-Dubs Passion Wheat Ale.
Oh, yes. By the way, you guys delivered these in sealed bags, so we did not know. Is that? Oh, yeah. Okay, there it is. These are in sealed bags, so no one would know who anybody else's favorite is. I like
As
this.
I open it, I remember how this tastes. Yes, good choice.
All right, Amelia, tell us why you love this so much.
So smell it.
Okay.
I can smell the mango. It's passion fruit. It's mango. It's a wheat ale. So for me, I mean, I do like these lighter beers, but I also love mango. It's passion fruit. It's so good. And I remember back when we had a Lucky's and I could walk in and get beer on draft and walk around the store. And I just miss those days. And I just loved it ever since. And I would have to say, if I had to pick a go-to beer, this is it.
Yeah, okay. 4.2% in the flavor. It's just straight up easy drinking. Florida local, so you know they're located out in Sarasota. And actually, as of, I believe a month ago or so, they actually have a tap room in Orlando now. Yeah, which I thought it's pretty cool. I haven't had a chance to make it out there yet, but I will shortly. And I'm really looking forward to checking out their new facility.
And J-Dubs goes, for their fleet of beers, this is one of the more normal ones. So they get weird, don't they? Right?
Yeah, they get a little weird. You know, they have the Bell Cow, which is their chocolate milk porter, essentially, and a couple other really cool beers. But this is the one you're going to find in your Publixes, your ABCs, pretty much anywhere right now.
I like how it says passion wheat, but you get more mango. You don't get much of a wheat beer flavor. Mm-mm.
No, agreed. Yeah. Some people aren't huge fans of wheat beers, but this doesn't, you know, it's not overly weedy, I guess you could say.
See, it's a very good choice. I did not think you would go that way. All right, Josh, yours is, let's get the wrapper off. I'll take this one out. All right, what is in Josh's? Josh, you tell everybody what it is and I'll open.
It's our friends at Terrapin.
Oh, yes!
Several times on this show that I'm actually more of a porter and stout guy.
You're right.
But I can only enjoy those maybe one or two at a time. This is something I can grab all the time, go through a six-pack, no problem. It's Terrapin's Luau Crunkles.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Love this beer.
Obviously, you can see me and Amelia both share the fruit-themed stuff. This is passion fruit, orange and guava, the POG, as they say.
Okay.
6.5% alcohol, so it gets the job done every time. Just one of my favorite, in my opinion, kind of easy drinking, especially on the IPA side of things.
I do remember this one as well. This one is kind of an IPA or no?
It is an IPA, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Doesn't have...
And you get it afterwards. It
doesn't have the smell of an IPA.
Mm-mm. It's kind of
right.
On the back.
You actually get a little bit more of that citrus smell. That's due to the hops and the fruits that are added in there.
It's a very citrusy IPA. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. Originally, it wasn't meant to be in a six-pack by itself. It was in a variety pack, and people liked it so much, they moved it over to a six-pack. I don't know if you guys recall the legend of Dr. Crunkles, Captain Crunkles, whatever you want to call him. But it's a really cool story. If you check out their website, you can see the whole adventure of this fictional man myth legend that comes out with all these different IPAs. It's a really cool story.
Yeah, and again, another a bunch of guys who were just all wrong for the right reasons. I mean, there's just the Terrapin goes sideways sometimes, but this is just, for the Terrapin kick that you normally get, this is just a great partner to the end of Terrapin beers.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially with our climate, you know, with it being so hot and stuff, This is just a great pool beer, boat beer, lawnmower beer.
Yeah.
Everything beer.
Kayaking beer.
Moped?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Skateboard? Yeah. Yeah. We can put it on anything.
Maybe not moped.
hey, okay, we have a very, we've just been handed a note. I believe we have a very special surprise for all of us coming up in round two.
I didn't get a note.
In addition to the beer, let's take a break, and we have a special guest who will be joining us in round two. It's the Morning Hog Happy Hour, Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh and Amelia over at our friends SR Parrot. Stick around. More coming up on the Morning Hog Show on 95.7 The Hog.